George Clooney defends Mark Ruffalo after baseless claim that Paramount Warner merger will contribute to genocide. By Simon Kent on September 2, 2026. George Clooney used a press conference at the Venice Film Festival on Wednesday morning to defend fellow actor Mark Ruffalo from charges of anti-Semitism. Left-wing Avengers, Doomsday and Spider-Man, Brand New Day star Ruffalo was accused of anti-Semitic tropes after he commented on Paramount's ongoing attempt to merge with Warner Brothers and possible threats that business deal allegedly posed to the ongoing viability of Hollywood, as Breitbart News reported. He accused the Ellison family of being complicit in the genocide against Palestinians as part of his Paramount-Warner merger attack. David Ellison is the CEO of Paramount Skydance, which Ruffalo called inhuman. The controversy was highlighted in a question asked by Variety's Elsa Schlassi. Clooney responded, "I support Mark Ruffalo's ability to speak freely. It's ridiculous. We're not going to ban speech. I believe in free speech even when I completely disagree with it. That's important. In fact, it's part of how democracy works." Clooney went on to call the pending merger a complicated thing and suggested he doesn't know how it works out. "I don't see how the merger financially ends up making sense for the people who are trying to do it. We'll see. I worry when a big company swallows up another company," he said, per Variety. "I always worry whenever big companies are consolidating because it means a lot of people are going to lose their jobs." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.